Right now, it is time to bring in our good friends, Marcy and David, from the Berkshire Edge. You'll find the Berkshire Edge at theberkshireedge.com. That is theberkshireedge.com. And they've got stories 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, about not only South County, but the surrounding areas as well. So let's welcome them in this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
Well,
good morning. So it's going to be a rainy few days.
Rainy off and on right through Saturday and even into Sunday. But Sunday we should start to see some sun, and then it looks like Monday it'll be mostly sunny. But just kind of like the nuisance rain. You'll get some steady rain, and then you'll get some showers. So I guess you know what they say: April showers bring May flowers. So.
Right?
It could be worse.
So.
It could be an April snowstorm.
They also say that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, and we didn't have any lambs in March.
No. So just as long as we don't have any
snow.
Our months are kind of screwed up.
Yeah, just as long as we don't have any snowstorms. Just as long as we don't have any snowstorms in April, I'll be a happy camper.
Mm. Right.
Yes. I'm always happy to have rain. Because it does bring May flowers, and also it fills up our wells.
Yeah, it's and I don't mind the rain during the weekdays, to be honest with you, because but on the weekends, okay, it can stop a little bit. But anyway, let's get to the stories, because I was reading this at theberkshireedge.com, and it's kind of funny in a way, and that is the proposed short-term rental plan before the select board has been shelved for the time being because of potential conflicts. Now, this started out as a potential conflict, but now this story
has become conflict.
Yeah, this story has taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, it has. What they're trying to do is to make sure that there's enough housing here, and we're talking about the Board of Selectmen, and they had a meeting that got to be quite heated, I'd say. But in any case, when they talk about rentals, one of the problems was that the Select Board itself. A few members themselves are engaged in this.
Well, only one. Only one was
Ed Abrams'
girlfriend. I mean, there was. I mean, this issue of whether or not we can limit short-term housing in Great Barrington. We've talked about it before, but we had one select board member out of five who was accused of having a conflict of interest because his fiance had a short-term rental. Now, an anonymous email has accused three others.
Yep.
Of having conflicts because apparently their properties abut homes that are being used as Airbnbs. So
there's conflict.
As somebody points out, I mean, you know, you can't live in Great Barrington. You know, if you're going to have to comment on this, you know, on this proposal, you can't live in Great Barrington because you will be accused of conflict of interest.
It's interesting because it's being accusing of conflict of interest. One, because you or someone that you're related to owns a B&B, and the other one is because, well, you live next to a B&B and you obviously aren't going to like it. How's the state going to settle this one?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know.
Yeah, no, there's like only one member of the select board who has not been accused of having a conflict of interest.
Right.
I don't know, and of course this is an anonymous email from somebody, but they did list, you know, the Airbnbs that were abutting the three other select board members, so.
Marshall,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was just thinking that, you know, that's transparency. I mean, you know, the select board members should be out front about that.
Well, I think you're right, but I also think that the state should not put much credence in that letter because it's an anonymous letter. I always think that if you're going to bring something up, put your name to it and stand behind it. Anonymous letters to state boards, by it being anonymous, it loses a lot of credibility.
Yeah, it does, but apparently this writer listed the properties next door to the properties where select board members live, so that even if it is anonymous, it contained the evidence. It wasn't just an empty accusation or a secret accusation.
It does contain evidence.
I agree with Marshall.
It does contain evidence, but the purpose of the purpose sending this in is not clear. Whether it's somebody that's got a grudge, whether it's somebody that's so the purpose of the intent of the person is completely wiped out by the fact that it's anonymous. That is a big thing when you're making accusations. Even if you have proof that they live in it, that's not proof that they're for or against it. So I mean, you know, you've got to put your name there so you can be questioned and find out what your concerns are. You know, I hope that happens anyway. It's not bad for somebody to complain, but by God, put your name to it.
Right.
Yeah, you can't stand up anonymously at a town meeting.
No, you can't.
For example.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I found the story really interesting. It's on a lot of different levels.
Well, yeah. I mean, it also speaks to, in a way, what our region is becoming.
Well, you can't get away from these Airbnbs.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next story because this is an interesting story as well. Your writer has interviewed a single woman describing the difficulties of, guess what, finding housing in Great Barrington and South County. It's not only there, it's all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Well, this is an interesting story too, about a woman who is trying to find housing and her difficulty in doing so. A single woman who has not a lot of resources,
but she is a working person.
That's right.
Right.
But she can't seem to find a house that she can afford because she is not one of those who has. She's a working person and making just a modest living, and she's priced out of the market, basically.
Yeah, and she talks about, over the last year, going from one place to another, and she can't seem to find a place to live. I mean, every time she finds something, either the house gets sold or somebody realizes they can make more money with short-term rentals and stuff. This is really a very poignant story of this woman who, she's got two kids. She works as a nurse, I think, and she's been working really hard during this whole COVID period, but she can't find a place to live.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys a question. The former nursing home that was approved to be apartments, and now it looks like somebody else is going to buy it and do that. Is that going to be something that would help housing, or I'm not saying that's going to be affordable housing, but is that something? I don't know enough about it whether it's going to be affordable or not.
That's the CDC project. Main Street.
Yeah.
I mean, they're building market rate housing. I mean, it's considered maybe market rate's the wrong term. I mean, they are building housing which is should be for working people in the community.
As this woman is.
Yes, right. As this woman is.
Yeah, she would be a candidate for this project.
But there are so many candidates and so few houses.
Well, it's the way in Sharon, the housing complex has, I think, a waiting list. I think they said of 80 families.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, and you look at that in any town that has some sort of affordable housing, and the waiting list is unbelievable.
Yes. No, right. But, you know, another, we had another very interesting article that David didn't put on the list, but we had on our, you know, we do Business Monday. We try to aggregate our business stories on Monday. And this Monday, we had a very interesting article from that was written for us from the organization called One Berkshire, which is trying to address, you know, economic development issues in the Berkshires. And they've written us an article titled A Housing Vision for the Berkshires. And it's really a call to action to try to be part of an effort to solve the region's housing crisis. And it seems that One Berkshires, they've written a couple of articles for us, but, you know, in a previous article, they described all the reasons that are leading up to the lack of large-scale production of new housing, so why you can't build new houses in the Berkshires. And, you know, they talk about inflexible zoning, burdensome state regulations, inadequate public funding, neighborhood resistance to, you know, to projects, and also what we call infill projects, infill housing, which is, you know, to build where there's land or in people's backyards. Then they say, you know, some houses have become professional offices. Some have become vacation rentals, and some are just were just left in disrepair. But and then the COVID pandemic brought even more problems because construction materials and labor costs rose, and there are a lot of new people coming into the Berkshires, and they seem likely to stay, and they have more money, and they've bought up housing. So they have put together a working group of people representing a lot of different stakeholders and organizations in the Berkshires, and have been working. I mean, and you know, it was included not only One Berkshires, but the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, and also members of the group represented municipalities, industry leaders, community organizations, and housing development organizations from across the Berkshires. So they have put out a new report called A Housing Vision for the Berkshires, which not only identifies the reasons for the problem, but also identifies nearly 60 strategies that will begin to address the housing crisis in the Berkshires. So we have this on our site. We have a link to the to this report, and also this article urges people to get involved in this problem, because it's not only a problem for those people who, you know, those people that we may not know who can't afford housing, but, you know, as they point out, it's your neighbors, it's your family relatives, it's probably yourself who can't find a place to live. And also, it's very bad for local businesses, because if you can't hire somebody to move into the area if they can't find a place to live. And we
or
know
afford a place to live,
yes,
right.
Yeah. And we know that everybody in the Berkshires is looking for people to employ. I mean, we have restaurants and all kinds of businesses who can't afford to operate because they can't find workers. I know of two or three restaurants that have either closed or limited their hours because they can't find help.
Yeah, it's a thing that goes it's through every industry in our area, whether it's a small boutique shop, whether it's a supermarket, whatever, like Le Bon's in Salisbury. A lot of their employees travel 35-40 minutes to get to work.
Right.
That's a bad sign.
We have this terrific project in the summer in Great Barrington called Berkshire Bus. Somebody put it together for the first year last summer, and it's returning this summer. But they are street musicians who are performing in downtown Great Barrington on Friday and Saturday nights. Well, the whole point of the person who organized this, the whole point was to bring people downtown on the weekends so that they could shop in the local shops and eat in the local restaurants. And he was very frustrated last year because the local shops didn't stay open. I mean, this Berkshire bus starts at 6 o'clock and on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and the shops were all closed. Well, upon further investigation, he decided that the reason they're all closed is they couldn't find help.
Yeah.
And the owners who had already been in the store all day, didn't want to be in the store until 9 p.m. on Friday night and Saturday night, and they couldn't find anybody to help them. So this is a terrible problem for economic development in the Berkshire housing. So I urge people to go to our website. I mean, this is an article. If you scroll down the homepage of The Edge, you come to a section called Business, and there you'll see an article called Business Monday, A Housing Vision for the Berkshires, and you can click on it and read the report, which is very interesting. And, of course, at the end of the article, they say, get involved. I mean, go to participate in local meetings. Get in touch with your local state reps and ask them to pass laws that make it easier to build housing in the Berkshires, or speak in favor of housing development in public forums and in your own circles. So this is an effort to address it, whether or not it'll be successful, but it certainly is a problem that people are beginning to acknowledge.
All right, let's move on to the next story.
It's gone so long.
That's right. Let's move on to the next story.
It's a very important issue, yeah.
The Housatonic School building, it looks like that you got some potential for sale there?
Yeah, at last. the in the center of the village of Housatonic, which is part of the town of Great Barrington, has been this... handsome old building that is that the town has been trying to find a use for since the school building is no longer used as an elementary school since they built the consolidated elementary school, a new one, and so they've been for a number of years trying to find a project that would make use of this handsome building right in the center that overlooks the village. So it looks as if, fingers crossed, that they may be able to find a buyer who is going to redo this building for housing. So we'll see. That's one of the projects that the town has had for a number of years.
Yeah.
And they've made a video. I mean, they're really pushing it now.
They're trying to really market it. Yeah.
Right.
All right. You need to explain to me a little bit about your next story, and that is an upscale soup kitchen opening in Pittsfield.
Oh, yes.
What's the difference between an upscale soup kitchen and a soup kitchen?
Well, we have a picture of the so-called upscale. It's called the Berkshire...
Bright Morning Star Kitchen.
Yeah, Bright Morning Star Kitchen. And it's it looks quite elegant, but it's restaurant style soup kitchen in the what they call a food desert.
So what it will be, I mean, is they have tablecloths. You can come in instead of eating cafeteria style. They will be you'll come in for your free meal and you'll sit in what looks like a restaurant, and they will use the people who will wait on you will be people in training. So it's workforce training and hot meals. So it sounds very interesting.
Well, the Morningside District of Pittsfield neighborhood is, it's kind of one of the poorer neighborhoods of in Pittsfield. So this is serving several purposes at one time, to sort of upgrade that neighborhood and provide some food and nourishment and jobs for people in that neighborhood too.
Right. And they, they said when they were on opening day, diners had a choice of either a shaved steak sub on a whole grain roll with peppers and onions, or smoked corned beef and cabbage, or a vegetarian beans and rice with cabbage. Also there were baked goods, so very interesting.
Well, right, and this called Dream Center has really grown so that they have been able to get 14,000 pounds of food a month that are served through mobile food pantries. So this is a very good project.
And we wish it well.
We do.
All right. We only have about 2 minutes left, so pick your story, number five or number six.
Oh.
It's pick your story.
Well, we'll just mention, number five, very quickly, there was a very interesting and beloved man, a rabbi named Everett Gendler, who lived in South County, who died, and we have a lovely profile of him. And then the next story, which David can probably talk more about, is story about, so anybody who knew Rabbi Gendler can just go to it and read it.
Right.
We have an article about a double bass player.
Yes.
It's a concert preview of a concert that will be taking.
Who's gathered a septet of bass players, which is, these are quite hefty instruments, these bass players. These huge bass string players.
And there'll be six or eight of them,
right,
depending on the piece, playing at the same time.
Right, at Tanglewood.
Right, at the Lindy Center, Sunday at 3 p.m.
And it's kind of unusual because there's not much music that is written for just bass players.
No.
And I think this could be quite stunning, actually. I think kind of reprieve the reputation of bass, of the instrument, that big, string instrument. And so this sounds really interesting.
All right. Well,
that's it, right?
That's it. Well, but that's, once again, what we like to explain that we only touch on a few of the stories, highlighting a few of the stories that you'll find every day at theberkshireedge.com. If you want to know what's going on, that is the site to check on every day or twice a day, because they upload stories all the time. And like I said, we just have a few moments.
And we have a terrific calendar, too, that, where you can find out
Everything
that's going on in the Berkshires,
right?
With links to get tickets, and if you want to go,
yeah.
So.
And it's organized by date, by venue, by town, and by group. So if you're in town and you want to know what's happening in your town, you search by your town.
Right.
All right. That's
so
the Berkshire. That's
terrific.
There you go. Yeah. TheBerkshireEdge.com, guys. We'll speak to you next week.
Yes.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, you'll find theberkshireedge.com at theberkshireedge.com. That's simple enough.